DC.
This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced a phased reopening of the country's borders Thursday after 2 years of being largely closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Prime Minister Ardern said beginning February 27th, vaccinated New Zealanders in Australia can travel home without a requirement to stay at state-managed quarantine facilities, while New Zealand citizens in the rest of the world will be able to do so 2 weeks later. Foreign vaccinated backpackers and some skilled workers can come to the country beginning March 13th, while up to 5,000 international students will be allowed to enter from April 12th. Tourists from Australia and other visa-free countries will only be allowed in by July, and travelers from the rest of the world will be kept out until October. Ardern said all travelers would still have to self-isolate for 10 days. New Zealand has had some of the toughest border controls in the world for the last 2 years in an effort to keep out the virus. The policies have been widely successful. New Zealand has had about 17,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases so far and just 53 deaths. But it has also left tens of thousands of expatriate New Zealanders cut off from families back home, led to job losses for residents, and has been devastating for businesses dependent on international tourists. The White House said Wednesday that U.S. President Joe Biden and his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron pledged Wednesday to coordinate their response to Russia's military buildup on the Ukrainian border. The White House said the two leaders affirmed their support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. The call came shortly after Macron said he might visit Russia to seek a diplomatic solution. Russia has deployed more than 100,000 heavily armed troops around Ukraine.